I was kind of raised in the house of rock and roll, I guess you could call it. That was kind of our church, me and my sisters and cousin and such. We kind of were raised in that environment. And then I guess I mean, everyone gets a guitar when you're like 14, you know, and then you learn like Smoke on the Water or something. But I guess it was around 17 or 16 when I started to kind of take it more seriously and realize that it was something that I enjoyed doing and that I knew I could get better at. And kind of that's where that started, kind of playing in jam circles and stuff. Like there was this place on Weddington called The Perk, and they had a Monday night jam for the longest time. And I'd go there for 5 years and learned how to perform in front of people, I guess, in that setting. And I learned how to play bass in that setting too, and kind of got comfortable with that idea. I didn't find my genre yet, because that, you know, I was kind of in that folk type Americana scene, which I really love personally, but for that performance aspect of like rock and roll, I wanted a band. I don't know. I just realized, I was like, well, I've got kind of a built-in band. And I just like got a hold of my sisters and my cousin one Christmas break. And I was like, y'all just want to try to play some music. And pretty much just happened from there. We just were hooked, and you know, we're here now because of it, I guess.
Do you happen to remember maybe what when you guys came together as a band, what your first song was that you attempted to play together and what that was like?
We played just dude songs, I guess. Pretty much, you know, like we covered Crossroads, duh. And I think we did Johnny Be Good. Yeah, those are like the first two. Just like your blues songs, I guess, that we just played really loud over and over.
and what is it like? So performing in all women bands in this environment where people don't necessarily expect it. What has it been like to perform in an all women band?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't have it any other way. But I think from a spectator's standpoint, or like when we're loading into a show and we just get the weirdest, you know, looks of like, or just what they're saying. You need a man to help you carry in your stuff. And I'm like, oh no, we've got plenty of cooks in the kitchen. You know, just whatever. That's what we get constantly, is either just being kind of patronized in general, or like patted on the back for doing a good job. When in reality, like most of these, you know, some of these bands that we play with that, you know, we've been together longer than, you know, and like writing music longer than, and yet it's the, I don't know, just being underestimated constantly, which is fine. But that's not, it's not necessarily about proving anyone wrong, but it's just kind of being true to the integrity of the music, I guess, in the performance aspect, which is like the why we do it. And for any other, you know, any other person that feels that way, you know, like being a beacon of sorts, kind of like you can do whatever you want.
And which sister will be performing an acoustic set, right?
Yeah, all of us will. Yeah, which is something we don't usually do. We're like loud, you know, jump around. So, and we've done it one other time for a All You Need to Know show, I think, actually. And it was kind of refreshing hearing our kind of loud music in that kind of this more kind of refined, like more natural setting, I guess, without amps and, you know, drum set and stuff. So it was fun. Anything that Samantha asks us to do, I say yes, because I love to support what she does.
And you came in with your guitar. You're playing here in the studio. Tell me what you're going to play.
I'm going to play a song called Medicine by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I think it's from one of her first albums. She's a strong lady, so.
Okay. All righty. Policy woman took the love from my lover. He's been in a haze since the day they saw her. She'd look at him with her dark brown eyes. She'd tell him things that would make a grown man cry. Policy she got all the gentlemen to follow her down. She found the diamonds hidden in the drain, and she disappeared on a ghost train. Yeah. You like the way she makes you feel? She got you spinning. Hips and a long black hair, and all my baby does is stare.